Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. I'm here with David from Them Damn Mexicans.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up?
And guess what?
What?
You're on the 100th episode.
I feel hella special.
You should.
And congrats on the 100th episode. That is dope. That's not easy to do.
Thank you. You're in the Houston area?
Yes, Houston, Texas.
Cool. If you had, if you got to make a postcard of Houston and there was four images on the postcard, what would those four images be?
Definitely the Houston skyline, downtown skyline, the be someone graffiti art that is actually on the freeway or highways. There's one that someone made, you know, some time ago, and it's really popular. People actually use it and put it on shirts. Definitely that. You said four what? Like logos or signs or
yeah,
just things
like
in general?
Pictures. Yeah, to describe Houston.
Yeah, definitely that. Okay, the Be Someone, the downtown skyline. I would have to go with the Astros logo. And that fourth one is pretty good. I'll go with barbecue. We'll go with that.
Because when I was in Texas, I had the best barbecue.
Where was this at?
Austin, Texas.
Ah, okay. Yeah, almost everywhere in Texas, you're going to get some good barbecue.
And especially at Bucky's.
Oh, yeah, Bucky's, yeah. You get that brisket sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you know about it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, when I travel to either San Antonio, Dallas, or any really just about anywhere I go, you can find a Bucky's heading out of Houston. You'll definitely find one. Mm-hmm. It's a must stop. If you're in Texas, you must stop at Bucky's.
That was the best like sandwich I ever had, was at Bucky's. Are you at a grocery store right now?
Yeah, actually. I was going to say, if you guys ever come to Houston, there's some good spots down here too for some damn good barbecue. Actually, my brother-in-law, he has his own business. He makes some damn good barbecue.
Oh, really? What's his business?
It's called TNG Smoke Barn on Instagram.
Cool.
TG Smoke Barn. Yeah, they cater. They do, you know, you cater your party. His ribs and brisket and pulled pork are probably his best. Yeah. You're making me hungry now.
I know. I'm hungry. There is a barbecue place down the street, and they follow me on Instagram. They're called Butcher's Block Barbecue. They're okay. Pretty good.
What's their best thing they got there?
Well, I just got the platter when I was there. So, and they gave brisket on the house. So that
did
was
they?
Cool. Yeah.
That's nice.
So if you can't make it to Texas, try that one.
Try that one for sure.
Yeah. Are you at the HEB? Head HEB?
Yeah. That's exactly what it's called. Yeah, that's probably be another thing you could put up there. That's known that, especially in Texas, like you got to know that. You know, if that's where everybody pretty much shops at. It's like the high end grocery store out here. Like, I mean, the celebrities, the baseball teams, the football teams, they all make commercials. For that grocery store. Yeah, the Astros, the Houston Astros. I've seen I think the football guys do it as well. But yeah, definitely the Astros are really invested into them.
That was the first time I went to a grocery store and I saw like a Bible verse on a t-shirt, because we don't see that up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't have anything like that up here. So I took a picture when I was in, I think it was San Antonio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So Can you let us know what Them Damn Mexicans is all about?
Sure. Them Damn Mexicans is slowly becoming a, what I like to refer to as a social media, I mean social media, listen, I'm a multimedia agency. Right now we do have a clothing line. We also have a talk show that we do, TDM Talk. It, we started that in January and have won awards for it already. So we're pretty proud and excited about that. And we do a lot of, we have one event per year called Embrace the Culture. This year it's September 16th, which is ironically on Mexican Independence Day, which is September 16th. That'll be at a Spindle Tap Brewery. We'll have a bunch of vendors and artists performing. It's going to be nice. So it's almost like a festival type environment. But yeah, we're slowly going to become, like, if you need artwork, you need videography or video, music video shot, anything like that, we can provide all of that. And you can just go and look on our page, our Instagram page, or our YouTube, and you can see everything that we've done visually. We also do a monthly playlist every month with Latinx Hip Hop, where we promote underground artists from all over the country and hopefully eventually all over the world as well. We'd like to expand.
You're in Canada.
Yeah, actually, we had we put someone from Canada.
Oh, cool.
On our playlist before. I'd have to get the name, but I think his name is Duenchi or something like that. I don't know. I suck at remembering the name off top, but he was actually watching the talk show and reached out to us. He's actually from Guatemala, but he lives in Canada.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, we have a few people that watch us from Canada or keep up with us, and some followers from Canada. That's why I was like, I would love to go out there. But yeah, we're slowly becoming a multimedia agency with pretty soon we'll be directing and producing our own films as well.
I've seen the music videos and everything on your page, and there was this one guy singing and like in Spanish, and it was really catchy, and I didn't understand it, but it was good. I liked it.
We promote for a lot of the talent in really anywhere, just about. I mean, you know, it's we try to support the underground and we try to support our Mexican and Latino brothers and sisters. But I mean, we're also connected with black, white. We don't discriminate or do anything like that. But we do try to specialize in like our people, because I feel like Mexican platforms are not, there's not too many. Well, they're starting to come out more and more now, but I know at the time when we did start it, we didn't really have a lot of options for us or a lot of avenues for us to promote, you know, our music or our product. And we also try to teach, you know, entrepreneurship and ownership and just becoming like your own boss and becoming, you know, owning your own thing, creating your own brand and leaving your own legacy.
That's really cool. I did listen to the TDM. It's TDM Talk, right? TDM
Yes. Talk? Yep.
And so you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yes.
I usually listen on Spotify, like all the podcasts and everything, but I should check that out. So it's TDM Talk on YouTube?
On YouTube, it's actually Them Damn Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were going to create a channel specifically for it, but Them Damn Mexicans already had like a, you know, a small following, so we didn't want to just start over. We're like, you know what, we'll just build off what we have here, and the channel has grown in like I said, our first episode was January 5th, and we've grown significantly since then. So we kept it at that. But on Spotify and Apple and all that, it is under TDM Talk. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening, and yeah, I did like how you talked about how you collab with anyone, even though you're called Them Damn Mexicans, you collab with anyone from anywhere. I found that pretty cool. And You respect people that are genuine, and I that stood out to me. That's really cool because there's a lot of fake people out there. So.
Oh my goodness! Look, I can that can be a whole nother episode right there.
So if TDM or them damn Mexicans had a drink made after them, what would the ingredients be?
Definitely some tortillas. let me see. Some spiciness, some kind of salsa, a little, you know, spiciness to it, because we are on fire. Nah, do you like salsa? Like hot sauce, like on your I don't know if you guys have that. Like if you guys have like street vendors that sell taco, like, you know, authentic Mexican, they you know, they'll give you either the green or the red salsa. We call it salsa. I don't know what y'all would call it out there.
We don't have it. Like, we might have like some food trucks, but I do have a really good place down the street. It's called Don Ozo's. And I've had, I've been to Mexico I've been to Cancun, my first time in February. And
that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. And I was with, shout out to Chavo 101 and Irma Gomez. And they invited us there. And he was letting me know, like, this is a hot salsa and everything. And not until the last night, that's when I started coughing. Like, so I can handle the heat, but that one was pretty hot. And
I used to like it where it was really hot and spicy, mm-hmm. but, you know, as you get older, you just can't. Or if you don't eat it as much, it's going to hurt. You know, it's going to be painful.
I have so many different hot sauces in my fridge, and other people will think it's too spicy, but I love it. I like pour it on. I'll let you know which one. I'm like right by my fridge. I have the, Cholula.
Great spot to be in. Oh yeah, yeah, Cholula. Cholula's pretty good. Yeah, I like
that's pretty good. And it's the chili lime. Okay. And then I have, you know, like sriracha, they're sold out everywhere.
I heard that. Well, I thought I read somewhere that they had like a recall or they were just closing down, like they weren't really producing as much. It was something crazy like that.
Yeah, so I always talk about food with my friend in Arizona. Shout out to Jonathan Rios. And he let me know, he sent me the whole article, and I think they ran out of something about the pepper supply. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. But this other brand is taking over. But right now, like, usually I have that one with the rooster on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this one I have is, it's called Lee Kum Kee Hong Kong Sriracha Chili Sauce. And when you're used to the original one, you don't like the other one as much, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Trust me, loud and clear. I already know what you mean.
Yeah. So, and then I have a couple others.
We have down here, we use Valentina a lot.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys have that, but that one's pretty good. Well, there's two different ones. You have the original one that's not really as spicy. And then the one with the black cap on the top, that one is like, and I made the mistake of grabbing the wrong one day. And I was like, ooh, yeah, this was tough.
I think I had the black one.
Yeah, that's good. Like, we'll put that on popcorn, you know, like just the other day we were watching movies and we had popcorn and cut up a pickle into some slices with some hot Cheetos, and it made for a great snack, actually.
So you just pour it on the popcorn?
Yep, just pour it on the popcorn as much or as little as you want, and it makes the popcorn taste that much better.
I should try that.
You should. And then let me know what you thought.
I started, during the pandemic, I started eating nachos with feta cheese and hot sauce.
Okay.
It was pretty good. What
was it? That sounds good. I've never tried that before, but that might sound like something I need to try.
At that time, it was probably Valentina. But okay. I've been changing my hot sauces.
trying out different ones.
Yeah, and now people are like, Jonathan from Arizona, he sent me one. Have you ever tried the Tabasco scorpion one?
Not the scorpion one.
Oh my God, that's hot.
I was about to say, that sounds like it'll be hot.
That one is very hot. I don't know. I didn't like it as much as the others.
See, it can get to a point where it's too hot and you can't enjoy it. I don't mind it being hot, but can I enjoy it?
Yeah. So my friend Kelly, she's pretty much a co-host. She wants to know if you could switch lives with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. With anyone for a day, I would probably go with 50 Cent. He's actually someone I look up to as far as business wise. So I know that might be kind of different, but or maybe like one of those words. Okay, thank you. Where, you know, like, I'd rather sit down instead. I don't know about switching, like, you know, my day for it. You know, I don't know, maybe Drake. Drake seems like he has a fun life.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah, that too. I get to be out there with you guys. So, yeah, that'd be, and I guess I'll go with Drake.
I don't know if he still lives in Canada, but yeah. Why Drake?
Like I said, it looks like he lives a fun life. So I was like, you know what, 24 hours, I don't even think I would sleep. I'd probably be going crazy, flying around, partying and meeting different people, you know, traveling as much as I could, in that 24 hour period. I'm like, yeah, I could probably take full advantage of that situation.
I was listening to, your podcast and you guys mentioned how you don't sleep much because you're always doing something, right?
Yeah,
always busy. So do you, when you're at home, do you get like FOMO? Is that what it is?
What is that? Oh, fear of missing out. Yeah, fear of missing out. You know what? I like to consider myself an opportunist. So like when I see something, I'm generally, I don't know if it's fear of missing out, but I know it's definitely like me missing out an opportunity, I guess. But you know, I guess it could be the same thing. But I've learned over the last like few months, honestly, to kind of say no to things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just depending on what it is and what they like. Do I need to go somewhere? Do I need to spend money if I go to this place? You know.
Yeah.
And is it convenient for me? Is it going to help, you know, me or my brand in any kind of way? And if it's not, then I normally just like, nah, I'll pass. And I'll just leave it at that, you know. So yeah, I've been trying to learn to say no because I'm real helpful. So like when someone asks me to come out, I like to think of myself as someone that would come out and support everybody, you know. And I think that's what's made my brand so successful, because I always hear people tell me, man, you're so supportive of me or of everything. And that comes from a lot of different people, you know. We're always either sharing their stuff or music or promoting somebody, and you know, never asking for a dime. You know, you got some people that got less of a platform, you know, than ours, and they want to charge X amount of money, you know, and they got fake followers, you know. So
yeah. I called one out the other day only because they said something about me. So
oh wow. Yeah,
on their podcast. But anyways.
Oh man, that sucks.
So I was like usually I just let it slide, but I don't know. I just decide to talk back for once.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you got to. I used to be like that, and I had a good friend of mine, my boy KT. He owns Sneak Apparel, SNEK Apparel. And he always, one time I tweeted out something, he's like, hey man, like, hey, we're above that, man. You can't, you know, you can't respond to everything and, you know, just let it go. And I was like, hey, you know what? You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I like to talk shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it. But, you know, he's right, though. Like, when you're running a business, you want, you know, you image it, perception is everything when you run a business. So if you come
Yeah.
off as, you know, but yeah, I mean, there, hey, there's times where you do gotta let people know.
Some people just need to be told sometimes. So I had to. I'm sorry.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
So I was talking about my friend in Arizona. He actually has a question. He wants to know any podcast that you listen to or artists representing the culture. Oh, I read that wrong. Sorry. Is there any podcast that you listen to or artists representing the culture?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few podcasts and artists that I listen to. If they're just wanting, like, I actually just came back from Minneapolis probably about a month ago. I did a podcast out there called Pura Cultura. And I know I've seen you do something with Dave Nunez from Dave Jokes. He's been asking about me coming on and doing an episode with him. I said, man, you can tell me when, and I'm there. He's not too far from me, so I don't mind making the drive. But you know, I've heard you. I've heard yours before. But you know, I actually was just listening to the 99th episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and
that was recorded last night.
Wait, did I hear? No, okay, so which one did I hear? The one, was it the, no, God, what did I hear? I'd have to go back.
Is it with Dave Jokes or with someone else?
No, it was with someone, well, I know it was you and, I think it was you and Kelly was on it.
Oh, okay, so it's probably like 97, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the, like, the more recent ones, but it was funny, like, I like how you guys vibe and whatnot, you know, your guys' energy. We have a guy down here named Jay Vaz. He has a thing called Texas Underground Radar, that he does down here. I've watched his stuff. I watched his stuff before. Like I said, I'm a fan of podcasts, so like I try to watch and learn from as many as possible. And as far as artists, yeah, there's a bunch of guys down here. Of course, that Mexican OT, you know, Chop the Father, DFD Baby Lee. I just put together a cipher not too long ago. We put out a video. It's on our YouTube page, where I took six of the underground artists from here in Houston, some real lyricists, you know, so if you're into the lyricist thing, like, this would be a good cipher to watch. Those guys, I was a fan of their music. That's why I was able to collab with them. You know, it was Chop the Father, AB Raps, DFD Baby Lee, Spaceman Apollo, Carlos Slim, and Mike Garza. So, yeah, it was six guys. It was a beat was produced by Lazy Boy, who's GT Garza's DJ. So yeah, it was the video was shot by Trap Vision Films, you know, so we had some big, you know, big names attached to this project. So we're trying to steady push that. Yeah. So as far as like underground goes, yeah, those are, I mean, just in general, guys that do it for the actual culture. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more that I can name, but off top, those are the ones that I think I'm closest to at the time.
That's cool. Yeah, and Dave Jokes, he lives in Houston. So you guys should meet up soon.
Yeah. Look, I'm waiting on him. Dave, if you're listening, man, yeah. I'm calling you out, brother. You didn't ask me about two or three times. And he actually knows another buddy of mine. I think it's I can't remember who it is now, but it's somebody we have mutual friend with. And then that guy was like, hey, Dave said he was trying to get you on. I was like, yeah, no, I already told him. Like, you tell me when, and I'm there.
Oh, like, is it like a singer or?
I think so. It might be a guy who's an artist.
MX something. I remember he was on the show. I don't remember the name. I'm bad at names too. So
I think it was, I want to say it was my boy Vega, Chicano Vega.
Oh yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I think they know each other.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, and I think Dave did a set one time where he went and did his comedy thing and he was wearing one of my shirts in it. I remember him sending me a picture and I was like, man, that was dope.
I remember that
yeah.
picture. That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of different people following from you. I notice it's from like different artists and everything. So that's cool.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So if people add you, they'll get more followers too.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do. Like, I like to consider myself as a guy who connects the dots, you know, who makes things makes connections, like, hey, I think this will be good. That's why when you asked me to do this, I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. You know, let's bridge that gap, you know, because I don't know when, but I know for sure I'm gonna come out there, and I'll come out there with a team of people. And you know, we're working with an artist right now. His name is Amazing Ike. He sings and he raps. He can do it in English and Spanish. He's actually really, really dope. Also, another artist that we're working with, Cuban Diva. She's a really good friend of mine. You know, we help each other out. We'll be doing an interview with her pretty soon. Yeah, a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent down here. A lot of talent. So,
I think you said Amazing Ike.
Yes.
So I think that's the one that I was listening to, and the song was really good. I liked it.
The interview with him not too long ago. That's one of the ones that's on Spotify.
Okay, that's probably the one I'm talking about then.
Okay.
It's really catchy.
Yeah, thank you. Well, not that I was singing, but you know.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you a compliment right now. Usually, it actually really helps talking. Like, we haven't talked on the phone or anything before. And yeah. I'm always, like, a little, like, anxious about not doing that before. And right away, I just felt really comfortable speaking with you. So, yeah, I can tell you're very... It's very easy to get along with you. And if there's someone that can't get along with you, that's a little weird.
Thank you. It's funny you say that, because I had a friend that would say that. He would say that, look, man, if someone falls out with you or has a problem with you, it's like, and I don't even need to hear the story. He goes, I know that it's them because they know how I am, you know, and I'm what you see and what you get. That's why I think that's what makes like the brand itself so genuine and it grows, that people can gravitate towards it, because once they actually meet me, they're more like, you know what, I like this guy. I can work with him, or I can ask for advice, or I can ask for help, and he's not gonna, you know, try to act like he's too big to help out, or he's too, you know, busy. Like, yeah, I live a busy life, but you know, I make time, you know, I'll make time for people, you know, like, so that's not,
you know. Yeah, you seem genuine, and yeah, there's a lot of Mexican podcasts that I listen to, like Chicano-ish. One of them, he was on last night with me. There's also like Chicano Shuffle and Chuco Chisme from El Paso, Texas. So, yeah.
Man, I would look. If those guys are listening, hit me up, man. I would love to link up. I would love to come out to wherever you're at. Like, I did the Pura Cultura podcast, and they're out there in Minnesota. You know, I booked my own flight, you know, they didn't pay for anything. But when I did get out there, they took care of me. They took me around, took me out to eat, you know, showed me some spots. We went to Lake Minnetonka. So it was a really fun experience. So I don't mind collabing with people, because I think it's important that we, you know, bridge those gaps. Like, yeah, we all have our own movements, but it's like, if I can help you and you can help me, it's like, why not? You know, we can both win. I don't see why we shouldn't.
Yeah. And I have to ask the fellas, because they all shout me out and I feel bad if I didn't say them. So, and they're from California. Yeah. So okay. Yeah, if they're listening, they should collab with you.
Cool. Actually, we have plans of going to California. I almost went earlier this month. My boys, Chop the Father and DFD Baby Lee and AB Raps, they were invited to come perform in Los Angeles at a thing called Lighter Fluid by 86 Inca. And they had asked me if I wanted to go, like, it'd be good to network. And I was like, man, I wanted to, but I had just came back from Minneapolis. And I was just like, and then a buddy of mine was having a show as well, a guy named Tillo. He's a part of QPM, which is Quality Pressure Music. Him, JR, the whole crew, they're really, really good guys, really dope music. They put on a hell of a show that weekend. And I got to be a part of it. I got to go on stage and we sung Tragos Amargos by Ramon Ayala. So It was pretty dope experience. But yeah, like my plans are to go to Cali. We've networked with some people out there. Two Souls Radio is another podcast that's out there. They wanted me to come out there and do an interview. I'm like, well, if I do go, I want to make it, worth my time where I can, be busy that whole whatever however long I'm there, I want to be able to, make it count, I guess you would say. But that's dope.
Since you're talking about California, Chris Spring Live wanted to know what's your favorite what's your favorite theme park ride?
Favorite theme park ride? Oh man, they actually don't even have it anymore. We used to have Astro World down here, which famously Travis Scott called his album. I think it was called Astro World.
Yeah, I think
The
so.
it was a pretty much part of Six Flags we had down here. But I remember there was a ride called Greased Lightning that it was like you get on it on ground level and it would kind of go forwards and backwards like really really fast. And it would,
Oh, wow.
it was like it was almost shaped like a banana kind of, and so you'd go really fast but back and forward like the really all of those were fun. The Superman ride I think they had. I've been to the one in San Antonio and I can't remember the names of the rides out there, but I'll get on just about any of them, man. It's been years since I've done it, but I definitely would love to go back and get on really any of them. What's the other one? It was something drop. And you'd go up so high and then and then you would just fall through
Oh
these jumps.
yeah.
You just I can't remember what it's called, but
We
that was pretty dope.
have that down here or up here, I guess. It's called the Hellevator here.
The elevator.
Yeah.
That's
So
that's a hell of a name.
yeah. Would you rather go to Universal Studios or Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
I think so. Well, I think about my kids, so I'm like I think they would have more fun at Disneyland. But
Oh.
if it was just me, I would probably say Universal Studios. I think that'd be a little more exciting for me. But if my kids are involved, yeah, I think I would take them to Disneyland. They'd love that. They're
Oh,
actually
yeah.
asking. They're actually asking to go. So, we might have to make
Oh,
that
cool.
trip.
Yeah, I was just in Universal Studios last year, I think. Yeah, it was pretty fun. I haven't been since I was little, so this time we drank.
Yeah, this time we drank. We made it fun and we drank this time.
Yeah. So, what is the best compliment you have ever gotten?
The one you gave me.
Really?
Man, you know what? Actually, I mean, I would say that one because, like, I don't want to say I get that a lot, but I do get that from a lot of people. And that's just a true test. Like I'd rather my character be solid. I wouldn't sell out for money or I wouldn't sell out for anything. So I'd rather have a good name than anything else. You know what I mean? I don't care about scamming people or doing it or
Yeah.
so that's why I hate when people lie on me or will say things that are,
Yeah.
that I did this and I did that when most people that know me, they know I wouldn't do that. It's just like,
Yeah.
so having a compliment like that, like I appreciate it. I love and I really cherished it because it just speaks highly to the type of person that I am.
Yeah. And I the one thing I don't like is when people lie. And yeah, they're not honest, and people that are late. And so I just want to say that you took it really well, because I do not like being late for anything, and I got the time wrong and everything, but you took it so well. You're really nice, and thank
Oh
you for
yeah,
that.
no, not a problem. I understand things happen, so I look. I'll never again. Like I said, I don't judge off that, man. I set aside this time to do this for you, and do this with you, and for your podcast. That I was like, look, I'm not even gonna plan anything, so that way I could do it regardless of whatever happened. I was like, I'm literally free the entire rest of the night, so it wouldn't have been a problem. We could have done it later or whatever. So, nah,
Thank you
thank you
so
for doing
much.
this. You're welcome.
Thank you. And what is an insult you have received that you are proud of?
That I'm proud of. This may sound weird, but I kind of like when people do refer to me as an asshole. And I think it's not because I'm an asshole in a bad sense. Mm-hmm. I heard Dame Dash say this. He's like, I'm a bad guy to the bad people. So the people that obviously do not like me or have something against me, they spin things in a way that, of course, favors them. So, of course, I'm going to look like an asshole to them because I didn't cave into their demands or I didn't cave into whatever their agenda was, or they got caught, you know, doing some shit they shouldn't have been doing. And I cut people off quick. Like if you cross me, I just move on. I don't hold grudges. Yeah. I don't even care what they're doing, you know, whatever. I wish them all the success in the world, but it'll be without me. You know, I won't be in their corner. That's just, you know, So I think, you know, when people say, hey, you're an asshole, I'm like, I mean, if standing up for what's right and standing up for yourself and not letting people run over you is being an asshole, then I guess I'm that, and that's cool. I'll take it.
Yeah, and if they're calling you an asshole, then they have issues because I can't see you being an asshole.
But like I said, you know, people like to spin shit, like, in their favor, so they can make me seem like an asshole to other people, you know what I mean? And that's cool. Like I said, I've learned to not even care anymore at this point. Yeah. Like I'm like, man, look, I'm too old to worry about what somebody says about me. As long as the people that rock with me know that that's not true and that I'm not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's all that matters to me. So, hey, spin the story how you like.
Yeah. It's called maturity. So
yeah, it's just being mature about it. And look, moving on, I got a million other things I got to worry about than somebody who's bitter about whatever happened.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. So if you owned a buffet, what would you serve there and what would you call it?
A buffet. I'm a big hot wings eat. Like, I love chicken wings, whatever you want to, buffalo wings, whatever you want to call it. Like, funny story, I was actually gonna, before I invested money into this brand, I've had this brand for like 14 years, but I just, in the last 3 years is when I really like invested into it, took the LLC, did all the legal stuff, right? But mm-hmm. before that, I was actually going to open up a food truck, but it was going to be about wings.
Oh, wow.
Like, we were going to sell wings, whether it was hot wings, bone-in, well, the traditional, boneless. We were even going to do vegan wings, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it would definitely be, what was it called? God, we had a cool-ass name for it. And we didn't have the logo yet. We were working on it, but... yeah, I can't remember what the actual name was.
So I heard. Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I heard vegan wings are like, it's. What are vegan wings?
You know what? I have no idea. I'm not vegan, so, but I mean, I know I would offer it as a business because I know there. I know friends that are vegan, so like I know they would want. I'm sure it's like, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're like cauliflower. They're made out of cauliflower. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I have nothing against vegans. I have a lot of friends that are vegans, but I did talk about this before, and I remember, I think someone said that they use a straw or something instead of a bone.
Oh, wow.
So I was just wondering if you knew.
No, I didn't know that. I you know what? I actually got to look that up because...
Me too.
I'm actually glad that I didn't go with that because... As much as I know it would have succeeded, I couldn't see myself spending 15 hours in a truck because, you know, you got to get there early, you got to prep, you got to, you know, get the food ready. And then let's say you're open for 8 to 10 hours a day, and then you got to stay and still clean and put up the stuff and get the stuff ready for the next day. I mean, that's literally your entire day inside that one little trailer or truck or whatever you call it. And I couldn't do it. Yeah, I can't sit down. You know, I can't stay still.
in a hot day and then hot inside the truck and then hot wings? Like, what if you
Oh
rub your
yeah,
eyes?
exactly. With that suicide, I don't know if you. One time we ate some suicide wings, is what they were called. They were like the hottest thing on the menu. I think I ate two, and I couldn't feel my tongue or my lips for hours. It was just
Wow.
numb at how hot the wing sauce was. I was like, yeah, this is crazy.
I'm going to Nashville in a month, or I shouldn't say exactly where I'm when I'm going to, but I heard like the hot chicken is popular there. Have you been?
No, I haven't been, but I've heard like they actually have some places here in Houston that are where that like the chicken is hot, you know, like that I think it's called like Nico, like I know it's like Nico's Chicken, and then they have I'm not sure if that's where Gus's World Famous Chicken is from.
Okay.
They because they have we have one down here in Houston. It's called Gus's World Famous Chicken. And we went there, and it's pretty much fried chicken and homemade, you know, either potato salad or, you know, whatever side you want, sweet beans. But all the chicken is spicy. So
Like
yeah, I
really
haven't
spicy
been.
or like,
Yeah. Well,
okay.
the one I had wasn't too bad. It was a good level of heat. Not too much, but not too little either. It was good. It was good, but then you have some that they sell you the chicken sandwich, and yeah, they're pretty hot from what I heard. I haven't tried them yet,
What
but let
hot
me
sauce
know.
would you serve if you did have a food truck?
I would have all flavors, but I'll tell you this: one of the ones we were gonna have. So I have a sports organization that I started about 14 years ago as well. It's called Northside Hard Hitters. And we shortened it up, and it's called NSHH Sports now. But anyway, our colors are purple, right? Purple, black, white. So we were going to offer like a purple sauce, and we were going to call it the Hard Hitter. That was going to be like, you know, our signature sauce.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
What time of day do you get your best work done?
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, night, like between the hours of 11 and 4 a.m., 11 p.m. and 4 a.m.
So when do you sleep?
Whenever I can.
How many hours do you usually sleep?
I will say between 4 and 5. I'm usually if I get a good 5 hours, I'm usually good. Four, I'm okay. I can function. Yeah, some days it's most days it's pretty much between 4 and 5 hours. Everything, any other, some days when it's like a really busy, I think last week or the week before last, was a really busy week. I had an event like Wednesday, Thursday, and I had one Friday, and I missed it because I actually coached softball, high school softball.
Oh,
So I had
wow.
a game Tuesday and Thursday, plus an event Wednesday and Thursday. And then I had an event Friday, but I ended up missing it. And good thing I missed it because it got raided. Why or how? I don't know. I don't care. I'm just glad I didn't show up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just too tired to go, and I ended up just staying in bed. And I, you know, text a buddy of mine like, "Hey, I'm sorry I didn't make it." He goes, "No, it's okay." He goes, "It got raided." I was like, "Wow, what the hell were y'all doing?" But whatever, you know, I'm not questioning it, because if I question and I know, then I'm guilty. Like, I feel like I'm guilty too.
Okay, I won't question it then, too.
Well, I don't, and honestly,
I feel
I don't know.
guilty.
I don't know. I don't know anything either. I just know it got raided, and that
Okay, wow.
was it. Yeah. So like that week, I got, you know, little to no sleep. If
Yeah.
that, and sometimes I don't know if you've ever had that where you sleep but don't rest, where
Yeah.
you're actually asleep, but you wake up and you're just as tired as you were
Yeah.
before you went to sleep. Yeah, so that was kind of the thing that week.
Okay, what are three things a lot of people don't know about you that you want to
But people don't know about me. I Man, that's a good question. I guess because I'm so much of an open book that I feel like most people know about me anyway, because everything I've done. I guess a lot of people don't know that I've coached youth and adult sports for the last 15 years. Some people don't know that because they see what I do now, and most people know me as now. A lot of people don't know about my past, as you know, when I was younger. I mentioned this in an interview we did the other day. I was like, man, people don't believe the stories I tell them about when I was younger, whether it was fighting or all stuff that I did when I was younger. People don't believe that because of how I am now. You know, they see who I am now. They're like, oh no, you're a really good guy. You know, real respectable. You carry yourself real professional, whatever, whatever. I'm like, nah, but you didn't know the guy in his early 20s, you know, wilding out, you know, and I think that's another thing, you know, but I'm gonna put that in my book. I'll be writing a book pretty soon, so
For real? Cool. I'll
yeah,
buy it.
I'll send you a copy, yeah, for
Cool,
sure.
thanks. I feel like a lot of people who had who were like that when they were younger turn out to be a lot different when they're older, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, because I
what you just
think
said.
you, yeah, because I think well, I say yes and no, because a lot of the homies I grew up with, a lot of them are still doing the same thing like that we were doing 25, 30 years ago. Like, and it's frustrating and it's sad because it's like, man, you know, sometimes they look at me and be like, man, you made it. You know, you made it. Like, yeah, I mean, we're all alive, but they look at me like I made it. I'm like, I don't feel like I've made anything yet. Like, am I alive? Am I doing well? Yeah, by the grace of God, of course. I'm like, but you know, a lot of these people had some of the same opportunities, but of course, you know, people take different paths. So it just depends each individual, because I think as you get older, you have to see things different. And I think kids do that to you too, though. Like, I know for me, when I had my kids, like my thought process on life and a lot of other things changed. I was like, I can't be out here going to jail and doing things like that, because then I was like, I really love my kids, so I really want to be there for them. So yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Not everyone, like everyone's different, and there is people that end up, like I know someone that didn't make it, and because they just continued what they were doing
Yeah.
before. So it's sad, but there is like a lot that do change. They learn.
I like to let anybody that's listening and they feel like there's no way out, man, there is a way out. You just got to surround you got to first, I think, change your mindset and change your environment. Like, you can't, when you hang around the same people and you're doing the same things, you're gonna, that cycle never stops. It just keeps going because you don't see anything outside of, you know, I grew up in the hood, you know, which whatever, however you want to call it. You know, I grew up in the hood, like a lot of people like to say. I could have easily had that mentality because I have, you know, really, really good friends of mine that I've known since elementary school that are serving life sentences in prison, or that have done jail time, or that are no longer with us. You know, they've gone on, you know, they've passed on, and it's like I could have easily been a part of that, but I had good people around me. I had good parents, you know. I grew up in the church, but man, that and that doesn't mean anything either. I grew up in the church and I was bad. Like, I was like, the pastor would preach about us being bad, you know, and I was like, man, how was I bad in church? Like, that's crazy. But you know, we were young and ignorant of things, you know, but I learned a lot though. So at some point your environment has to change. If you wanna grow and get bigger, you have to think outside the box.
So the pastor actually talked about you. He
Yeah,
preached.
a couple of the pastors will be preaching and we're sitting there and we're like, dude, he's literally talking about us. Like, you know,
That's
although he
funny.
wouldn't say us by name, but he'd be like, you know, these young people are rebellious and this and this and that. And we're sitting there like, man, this dude is really talking about us. And we'd get up and walk right out, like as a group. Like, it'd be six, seven of us, and we'd get up and walk right out. And I kid you not, man, one time, so the church we used to go to, they had like a little aisle or an alley in the back, And like if you could you if you run through one if you go through one way and you come out the other side, you're on the next street over. So one time the pastor chased us and we ran through that alley and he couldn't catch us because he really was he was new at the time, but he tried chasing us and we took off on him and we ended up on the street. And
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
crazy.
we would just do crazy stuff like that. We'd go outside in the middle of the service and play football and you know, we would just do dumb things, but excuse me.
The church that we went to, if we like left, I don't think they would have chased us, but that's funny.
Nah, that
But
guy chased us. He couldn't stand us. But you know what? Years later, I ran into him actually at I don't remember where we were at, but I ran into him and we talked. And you know, I was you know, by then I had already matured somewhat and was like, hey, look, I'm sorry about when I was younger. Like I was really a jerk, you know, really an ass. And he's like, no. He even admitted that a lot of things he did or things he would say that he was wrong, you know. And I thought that was respectable. That was admirable. Like, damn, that's crazy that you can admit that. Like, 'cause most people were like, man, no, see, I was right, you know.
That's
But
funny.
yeah, it is.
It's funny how, like, in life, things happen like that. You end up
Yeah.
bumping into him. You
And
know,
that
I
was the
was.
funniest thing ever is like bumping into him and it's like, and it was
Yeah.
so awkward because damn, the last interaction we had was you chasing us or you really kind of like, I don't want to say hating us, but you know, I just found out an old pastor, another pastor of ours that we had way back when he passed away. But I remember him because he would tell us like, he goes, if I was your dad, I would take my belt off and whoop you. Like that's what he would tell us, you know. And we just would laugh. Yeah, we would just laugh. Like he just couldn't stand us that much. But you know, me and my boys, we were like class. We were what you would call class clowns. You know, we were just wild and just crazy at the time. But you know, not a care in the world type of thing, and not really knowing any better. But I mean, you know, that's just how it is.
That's funny. Yeah, my
Yeah.
when we used to go to church as a family, my dad would play the drums, but only the days when the other drummer wasn't there because he'd go all hard on the drum set. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And whenever like they would pray in church, I'd look up and he'd be like texting me and stuff. I don't know. It's
Oh yeah,
good
no,
memories.
trust me. And you know,
Yeah.
what's funny about that is I still talk to and know I still have really good relationships with a lot of those people that we were when we were teenagers and we'd hang out at church. Well, I'm still really good friends with a lot of them. So like those relationships are still there. Which I think is
That's
pretty
cool.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is next for TDM, Them Damn Mexicans?
So for sure, the talk show, we have an episode that'll be dropping this Thursday. So it was just two things that I was trying to, well, actually three. One is getting the talk show back up and running. We had a little, I guess you'd call it a hiatus or a break from the talk show. We had some issues. We were having technical issues with the previous studio we were at, plus, you know, the person that was producing for us and my co-host, they quit on me without really telling me they were quitting. So that kind of put me in a spot where I didn't know what to do, you know. So I just said, well, you know what, I think a break would be, you know, or is necessary while I either find a new studio and so yeah, so we definitely got the talk show back up and running. I just filmed two episodes this Thursday. We're dropping one this Thursday, which is the 27th of July, and we're dropping an episode on our YouTube and also getting the clothing brand, you know, getting ready for the fall release of our clothing line, and then our Embrace the Culture event, which is September 16th at Spindle Tap Brewery. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., we have some great performances, a lot of great vendors. So if you are in the Houston area or surrounding areas, you know, come on out. It's free. You can find us on the Eventbrite page. Let us know you're coming, you know, and we'll be filming everything. And it's gonna be really good, really fun event. And then December we're doing our second annual toy drive. So. And Amazing Ike will be dropping his album December 16th, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah, so those are the things right as of right now that we're definitely looking forward to as far as what we got going.
Yeah, I remember you had a toy drive last year. It was pretty cool to see the
Yeah, thank
pictures.
you.
Yeah. That's
We had a company out of Los Angeles that sent us huge boxes of toys. They were called a Savvy Tiger. I don't know what happened
Wow.
to them because I can't find them on Instagram anymore. But yeah, I remember the guy telling me, "I'm gonna send you some toys," and I was kind of like, at first I didn't believe because I was like, "Man, you're way down in Cali, like how?" And then you don't even know me, like you know, how are you
Yeah.
gonna? I didn't, you know, I just kind of was like, "Okay, yeah, if he does, he does. If he doesn't, whatever." I was doubtful, honestly. And sure enough, they sent me a video where they were in Walmart or wherever they were at
Oh,
shopping, and
cool.
you know, and they tagged me in it, like, "Hey, these are for you." I was like, "Okay, cool." And then they sent me another video later on where they were boxing everything and putting the
Oh,
shipping
wow.
label. And I was like, "Oh, this is real." That's when I was like, "Oh, wow." And then they sent it to the location we were doing it at, and I was amazed. I was like, "Man, these two boxes are pretty big." And then these guys who I've never met just sent us all these toys, and I was just blown away by the love that we received that day.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of love, so.
You know, now that I've talked to you, I appreciate you even more. I really like what you're doing, and thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Man, thank you for having me, and shout out to everybody that's out there, man. Shout out to the whole TDM team, and again, thank you, and you know, everybody who listens and supports you. Hopefully, they continue to listen and support what you got going on, because I, you know, we've been, you know, we've talked off and on, you know, over the last year or so. So, you know, I like what you're doing, and thank you again for having me.
Thank you. And one more thing, where can we find you? I know you said it earlier, but where can we
Yeah,
find you?
just type in them damn Mexicans. The way it's spelled, there's no, it's THEMDAMN and then MEXICANS. So them damn Mexicans, you type it in, everything comes up. You know, we're on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, even Threads, this new thing they got now, Threads. It's like,
Yeah.
man, they just keep coming out with all kinds of different. I think we're on everything, as far as I know, all the major platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, you can find us on all that. So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, have a good night. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. Have a
Bye.
good night.